the holy matter. Therefore, he doesn't have any idea from himself. He loses all this, because this is what selflessness means. The guy who is bringing the message of God cannot mix his own stuff with it. It's not supposed to work that way. The postman who is bringing you the love letter from your beloved is not supposed to add something to it. This is what he says, is it? When I'm talking about this guy, this is a selfless guy who is not talking from himself. He doesn't even get it, because he will be in another state of being. You heard a lot of stories, especially about Muhammad. They say when he will go in a crisis, somehow he will go out of this place, then he will come back, and he has the message. Okay? I have some problem with that story, because it's a religious story, and the religious stories are in a way that if you have a little question about them, you're doomed. Because there is no answer for that. Stories comes back and forth and had a lot of things stuck to it that you cannot question it. Therefore, I always drop that subject. Yeah. If you find a way to deal with it, teach me. I drop it. I go somewhere easier. When it comes to metaphysics, I found the easier place. Easier than that holy place that angels fly, and the jinn is there, My God, even the image of that, I'll get lost. I go somewhere else to understand metaphysics. Where is it? You tell me. You all should know, because I do it permanently here, always, every single night, I believe I quote something, and I'll show you. There is a better place to understand metaphysics, because the field of religion is a dangerous field. I never go there. I found another field.
Art.
Art is the best field for discovering metaphysics, because we know the artists that they are really connected to somewhere. Nobody could deny that. You see? Yes, you could say this artist is this, that artist is that. I'll jump to who? Remember? Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. 3-year-old baby! And the music is coming to him. And I'm not that doubty fellow to say, no, he was not there. First of all, because in art school they punish you, and you will learn a hard way, really hard way. If you go to the art school the old way, they crush you the first day. To show you that it's not what you think, and this is not something that you are going to understand. And mainly to be proven to you, because art is not provable. And it deals with metaphysics. But it comes with inspiration, which is very similar to that value that God is talking to some guy. Because here we see it, we could study it, it's touchable and visible, right? So let's come back to that and see this. Selflessness and selfishness. Could you? You have read a lot about the big artists. They have a very, very strong self. They have a very strong ego. All of them. You know why? Because they shift all their ego to one side. There is another selfless, helpless state of being that you heard about Vincent van Gogh, how much he suffered in that state of doubt. Because when wants to start something and nothing is there, they may knock their head, they go sleepless, they go sick, really, because there is something that is in them and they understand that they are not in control. So they learn to give up. When they give up, that part will become active. It's a complicated stuff. Anyhow, at least it's touchable. It's understandable, right? So from that, let's come back to this, that when the Mozart is creating the music, in that moment, Mozart doesn't understand hunger. He will not go hungry. He will not go tired. He doesn't think about the problem he has with his neighbors. He will become selfless. That's that special state of being. Here he's talking about that and say, okay, in these situations, you will understand that you're listening to something else. When you're listening to Mozart, especially the melodies he created when he was five, that concertino, which is really magical, and you know that you're not listening to a five-year-old baby. There is something else over there. What is that? Nobody knows. How does it happen? We know that there is some mixing happening over there. Some invisible stuff will mix with this visible stuff. Means that, in a way, the artist, they will have a double personality. They have the real personality in their life, and they have another one which is not them. They are not in the control and will happen to them. In these ways, we believe the fate, we do the same. A faithful fellow cannot be separated from its fate, because the fate plays the major role and will lead all the thoughts and creations and all that. Rumi is going there to create a dollar for you. Yes. Listen.
Sometimes I say to thee, 'tis thou. Sometimes 'tis I. Whatever I say, I am the sun illuminating. Wheresoever I shine forth.
Remember, these are the things that God is saying to prophet, that go, you are not yourself anymore. And when I want to address you, sometimes I will say you, sometimes I will say me. Because we should be confused. Everybody should be confused. Because what? Because the message is against separation to begin with, remember? Remember the separation. How the illusion of separation happened to you?
With life.
With life. Exactly. Intelligence. Brain. Brain in the living creature believes in me and the rest of the universe. The ego starts with intelligence. So separation or illusion of independence. You believe that you exist independently under your skin, right? And if somebody bothers you, you think that they are doing under your skin, because that's your privacy. Know that. And we know that it's illusion. Don't you know it's illusion? If you are separated from this universe, okay? Keep being separated for 3 minutes only. Means close your nose, do not breathe. You constantly are breathing in and out. Constantly something is going in your skin and coming out. You know that you deliver a lot of water to your skin, so your skin is some net. And all the other stuff like electromagnetism, like gravity, and all this is keeping you together. You're not only you. There is no separation. Because if there is a scientific separation, even, I don't care about that.